Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
All right, all right. Hello, 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 hello. This is Lyric Lamour, and welcome to my podcast, Spiritual Shock. Anyway, as I got motivated with the spirit myself, you know what I'm saying? I said, let me go ahead and record this. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to name this Everything is Fake. Everything is fake. Everything is fake, okay? You know what I'm saying? Everything, you know what I'm saying? Because everything is created, everything. I mean, just think about it. Why do we think boys have to act a certain way and girls have to act a certain way? Because we were taught and we were told and somebody created it and everybody said yes and then it was. Okay, that's why people are freaking out. I'm going to tell you why people freak out that's so used to something, especially as you get older and older, you tend to be set in your ways and it's kind of hard for older people sometimes to adjust, you know what I'm saying, to new ways, like all these new genders and all that stuff. Hey, let me be honest. A lot of young people and stuff be confused too. A lot of 20-year-olds like, I don't get it, you know. You know what I'm saying? I do hear a lot of people say that too, but a lot of people do get it, like all these genders and sexualities, and they was like, oh my god, it's LGBTQIA+, now this is getting ridiculous, okay? Everybody's talking about how everybody's so sensitive and all that stuff. At the end of the day, I'm gonna tell you like this. And one thing I know for sure in life, now religion and all that stuff, and I do believe in spirituality and all that stuff and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, the one thing that I know to be true, if I want to just step outside of spirituality and everything, is that what you think, you create. What you believe is what you believe. You create your world by what you think and what you speak, what you take in, and what you accept in your life. You know what I'm saying? You really do create your world. Everybody sees life a certain way because of the experiences they had and because of what they seen or because of what they were taught and the conclusions they made up in their mind. Therefore, law of attraction, life or whatever, I do believe in, like, in law and attraction, because it's the basis of life. Like, if you really pay attention to life, like, it is our law of attraction. It is like the universe really does have, like, laws, and the laws is you are the creator of your life. The laws is you are God in the flesh. You speak and you think what's going to come into existence in your life. And if you believe that everybody is, you know, sad and depressed, of course you're going to meet everybody that's sad and depressed. And then you're like, this whole world is just sad and depressed. And because everybody you meeting is sad and depressed. Trust me, I know. I used to do the same thing. Then I was like, you know, I had to say to myself, like, it's got to be some joy somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And then I said, you know what? I'm going to start having a little bit more joy. And therefore, I'm going to start, you know, seeing how that worked. And it took a while. And then as I kept going, even like I always say this in my podcast, I don't know. I just keep repeating myself because, you know, these podcasts keep going and a lot of people don't go back in the past. So that's why life is all about repeating itself too, because it's ain't nothing but repeating everything over and over and over and over pretty much in different types of ways, expanding our, you know what I mean? But anyway... So, you know, I always say this. When I'm growing up, I seen a lot of stuff that I still don't really express everything. And some things is just going to be me, for me personal. Because even though I'm an open book, I'm a closed book at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because I think what I learned is you're only supposed to let certain people all the way in. And well, that was just my mom. And, you know, I'm actually recording this on Mother's Day. And, you know, my mom... she in heaven. So everybody, I know this is a little late. I don't know when you're going to listen to this. You know, anybody that don't have their parents and all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? I hope that you feel good and that you see the good in the person and the light in the person. And you remember how great and wonderful they were, the good times and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And try to ease your hurt and pain a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? I always say, you better love people right and love them the best you can while they're here, so you won't be crying so sad and so messed up when they're gone. A lot of people cry and be very hurt and devastated because they wasn't treating the person that was there right. And then when they gone, oh yeah. Yeah. Then when they gone, you want to cry and everything and all that stuff. And, you know, so I just want to say for those, especially if you have a good and great parent, because not all parents are good and great. And I don't know, not everybody's life is, you know, oh my God, my parent is just wonderful. But I'm going to really say this. If you really have a parent that's in your life and they good and they trying to do the best they can, the right thing, you better learn how to say I love you. Okay, you better learn how to, even when you have an argument. I even tell people in relationships this in my real life. You know what I'm saying? Even though I haven't been around people in a while. But, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, relationships is relationships. Whether you're in love or whatever, or boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, baby, sisters, you know, mother, father. It's still all relationships at the end of the day. But, you know, you just want to make sure you're giving people their flowers while they're alive. When you argue and all that stuff, this is the way I try to, when I'm having an argument with somebody I love, be, that's why I like when I see other people do it. It's like, I'm frustrated with you. I'm really pissed off right now. And, you know, I'm trying, you know, I need a breather and I love you, but I need to take a walk. I need to do this. I need to separate. We need to calm down because this just ain't happening. We having a disagreement and all that stuff. But even in those, when you walk out the door and all that stuff, even though you're mad at somebody, if you really love them, try your best to remember to still say you love them. Like, I'm mad at you, but I love you, and I'll be right back, okay? I think that's beautiful when I actually see people do that. I'm like, oh, that's how you're supposed to do it. Okay, even when I see movies and TV shows like that and they do that, I'm like, oh, that's how you're supposed to do it. That's how you're supposed to do it when you really love somebody, because you might go out there and you mad and then you have a wreck or you get shot or killed or anything. Then you won't have, then you don't have to worry about you. Oh my God, I should have told my boyfriend, my husband, my child, or whatever it is, whoever it is. Like, I love them. The last thing I told them was, I hate you. You know what? In my whole life, I have never, in my whole life, never told my mom I hated her. I never told my mom I didn't like her. I never told my mom under that. I'm like, oh, you know what, mom? You know what, mom? You just don't get me. I love you and everything, but you just don't understand. I still love you, though, but let's agree to disagree. That's how I talk to or whatever, but I was always different. If you never listened to my past podcast, the one thing I know that's true about me, I always knew what love was since I was just a little baby. Okay, love was residing in me. It was strong in me, honey. Even my mom said, love was always strong in you, because you always, when it came to love, you was always like, why people don't love, right? And you get defensive and you get your feelings hurt because you believe love is like, my mom literally had to teach me, like, people don't love like that. Love is just one of your gifts, okay? Basically, it's how she summed it up. Love is just one of your gifts, but people do not know how to love like that. So, you know what I'm saying? So don't be so offended if people don't do this or they don't do that, because I can tell you is how I learned about how people love and how I love and everything. But, you know, and that's one thing nobody on this earth can never tell me or take away from me. That's one thing that resided in me from the beginning. Love, like the real thing, like it was more than just relationships and everything. It's just like, love is big. I always just knew love is bigger, love is greater. I can feel it, even though I was seeing all these destructive relationships and all that stuff. And that's why you create your own life too, because, you know, I talk about my life, but I always get back, you know, the real topic is, you know, we create by what I think, what we think, because everything at the end of the day is fake, because we're creating it, because that's what we're here for, to create and everything, you know what I'm saying? But if you think about it, the same way you can believe in a certain religion is the same way you can jump to another religion. People are like, how are you gonna jump from that religion to another religion? Because you're able to do that, because you are the creator of life. Okay, that's just what it is. We all creating this stuff. There ain't nothing really real but what we created. How we know? See, this is what I was saying. This is the reason why sometimes when I say thank you, I just say thank you to myself. I say thank you to God, Buddha, Muhammad, Ushan, all that. It's just thank you, spirit guys, angels, because I, you know, at the end of the day, all this stuff is created. We the one made it up, okay? And we just say, yeah, that's true, and roll with it. You know what I'm saying? The only thing, as I said before, the only thing that I know is true, what you speak and what you think, okay, is what you creating in your life. I do know that for sure. Law of attraction is real, because okay, soon as you think you broke, you might lose a whole bunch of money because you just been focusing on being broke. Soon as you think, I can't never get a job, and these jobs, the job market is just struggling. Even if the job market is struggling, you just gotta, girl, trust me, I do this. Trust me, I do this. This is the reason why I can stand up to my job if, when they tripping. Excuse, you can fire me, okay? You can let me go, okay? What? We don't want to do that. Okay, this is a bad economy. I don't care about the economy. I'm gonna be all right no matter the economy. Okay, okay, because you know what? At the end of the day, I'm the one creating this life. Because I can tell you right now, let me tell you just a little secret. I'm making a little bit more money, but the same money, but my money seems more. And it's like, how is that possible? How am I making the same income, but it seems like I have more money? Oh, aha, ding, ding, ding. It's because I start believing, because I used to feel like I was broke, okay? And used to be struggling like a mug, okay? And I could never, ever save over a certain amount of my bank account. And I used to get frustrated, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, my God. And then I started really learning, like, wow, this stinking thing is really, really, like, really true. And because I believed it, my bank account never, ever looked it right, okay? Something was always happening, and I always had to give up my money and all that stuff. And then I like, oh my God, I really need, like, what's going on? And that's when I really started really finding out about the power of you and the power of your thoughts and the power of law of attraction and how the universal laws really work. And I really started paying attention. I was like, this is something I always knew when I was young, but I stopped believing in it because I let the world get to me and let the world start telling me what I should believe instead of what I should believe in myself. That don't happen no more. You will get checked right in your face. I do not care if you are manager, supervisor, CEO. You would get checked in your face. Don't try to tell me what who I am. I tells you, okay? Don't tell me what I can and cannot do. I would tell you what I can and cannot do, okay? At the end of the day, don't nobody run my life but me, because this is the only brain that thinks for me, and this is the only mouth that speaks for me, okay? So at the end of the day, worried about everybody else, don't do nothing for me, okay? And at the end of the day, when even people start stressing you out, you just got to remember that, you know what? What you doing ain't got nothing to do with me, and you got to keep on moving, okay? Trust me, I do it every day. I keep on doing what I do, and I keep on singing, I keep on dancing, even though, y'all, I don't sing in public, and I don't do it on the internet, so don't even ask. So, you know what I'm saying? I keep on singing, I keep on dancing, I keep on meditating, I keep on doing my thing, because I already know I'm all that in the bag of chips, okay? I am the snack. I don't care if you don't agree. I am the light. I am the love. I am the money. I am the manifestation. I am the creator, okay? That's the reason why you worried about me. That's the reason why you into me. That's the reason why my neighbors get frustrated with me. That's the reason why people are always up in my business, because I shine and I shine brightly, and this light is powerful, okay? I already know what it is, okay? And I already know what you is. You don't believe you got it. Okay, you feel like you weak, okay, and you don't even know your power because you too worried about my power. Hello, you can always tell when somebody don't know they self, love themselves. I know they power because they too much in your business, too much in your light, and too much in your fertility. They too bothered by you. Girl, you should not be bothered by me, okay? If you live in your life, why the hell are you bothered? That's the question. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah, because you are the creator. Everything at the end of the day is fake, honey, okay? If you think I'm irritating, that's because you believe I'm irritating. And I will keep on irritating you for the rest of your life. And every time you hear this voice, okay, I will irritate the hell out of you because you believe that my voice and me and I am irritating. Therefore, you are creating it, okay? Hello, okay? Everything is fake. It's only real because you make it real, okay? It's only real because you make it real. And the thing that the world does is they make all the bad stuff real. And I always say this, we backwards, we work in reverse. We supposed to do it the other way, but we do it the opposite way, and we think that opposite way is working, but it ain't really working. And then we like, dang, why the hell I'm still stressed and depressed and struggling, and why the hell I'm always worried up and upset and worried about what everybody else is doing and all that stuff. You know, girl, because you're doing it in reverse, okay? Nobody can save you. Everybody looking for somebody to save them when you supposed to be saving yourself, honey. Okay? Okay? Everybody want everybody to think for them, like them, okay? Big them up when you need to be liking and bigging up yourself, okay? Everybody wants somebody to love when they ain't even loved they self yet, okay? Then they get in these hot mess relationships. You created it. Everything is fake, even relationships. You want a good relationship, well, create it, okay? If you think relationships is bad, of course you're going to see nothing but bad relationships, okay? I thought relationships was bad because I seen a relationship, and oh, relationships is bad, okay? And then I was like, hold on. That love in me was like, no, I'm glad I was open to the love in me and I never grew out of it. Because what happened to a lot of adults is they grow out of their truth. And, you know, that's the part of the truth for me that I guess that kept me intact. Like my mom said, that was my gift. That's what makes me a very powerful spirit. Because, I mean, that's what you really are. But that's what makes me in tune with the spirit and a very powerful human being. There you go. Thank you, spirit. Okay. And that's what makes me so in tune with the spirit, but a very powerful human being without all that money. See, a lot of people think you need millions of dollars to be powerful. No, no. I will walk in a room and everybody know you best to respect me. Okay. Because that's what I deserve. That's what I believe. And that's what I get. Okay. And if you get disrespectful, guess what? You're going to end up losing anyway. Because I always win because I know the way the universe works. Okay. I know how this law thing works. Not the police laws, not the laws of the government, but the laws of life itself. Okay. And a lot of people be trying to make me believe what they believe. And a lot of people try to tell you down. But at the end of the day, you may be human, but you got to remember. That's the song I heard today by Kirk Franklin. You got the victory, okay? Ain't nothing nobody can do to you, okay? That you can't allow, that you won't allow. Because trust and believe me, okay? Ain't nobody stopping my joy, okay? Because I believe in joy, honey, okay? I believe in it, okay? Ain't nobody going to stop my happiness. Ain't nobody going to stop me from singing. I'm going to sing until my last fucking breath, okay? Whew. You best believe that. I'm still going to put clean even though I said the F-bomb right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be happy until my last breath. I'm going to have joy until I can't have joy no more, which is my last breath. And guess what? And when I die, I'm going to be so pure and so 100% spirit that joy and happiness going to be mine with no interruptions. Hello. With nobody interfering. With nothing in this world to look at to view my vision another way, honey, okay? Trust and believe that, okay? So at the end of the day, I'm going to always win because I know, I think, and I believe, and that's what I receive, okay? That's why I say, a hater, girl, you're going to lose. So you, even if you hate on me tomorrow, guess what? You're going to lose tomorrow. Even if you try to be nice today and you start tripping next week, guess what? You're going to lose next week, okay? Because you playing with the wrong one. Or maybe you playing with the right one. Maybe that's the reason why you in my life. To let you know, girl, the only thing you stopping is yourself, honey. Because you don't have nothing to do with what's over here. But you got everything to do with what's going on over there. Hello. So, that's why you got to learn. Nosy people, trash. Stop being, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with a little gossip, a little drama and all that stuff. Because I like a good old reality show. But in real life, calm it down, okay? Get it together, okay? Okay? Haters ain't nothing, okay? Trash, okay? Nosy people, trash. Haters, trash. People that can't mind their business, trash. They all trash. They all fall short when you know who you are, when you love who you are, and when you doing you, okay? Learn that. Learn that everything in this life is created, even the haters, okay? That's why you got to be like, girl, forget the haters. Let me think about the lovers for a minute. Everybody always reacting to haters. And, you know, we forget to react to the lovers. We forget to say thank you. We forget to tell people they love you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? If we forget. I was rolling today. I had to text a couple friends, Happy Mother's Day. Call up a couple friends, Happy Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? Happy Mother's Day. You a good mom. I just wanted to say Happy Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? I said, what you doing? Keeping myself busy. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying life. Because, you know, one thing that I learned, this is two things that's going to happen when bad stuff happens in your life. And what is sad is that most people go the other way instead of the right way. Because, like I said, this world, we work in reverse for some reason. But two things you can do. Like, when a loved one dies, you either going to let it destroy you or you going to let it make you live. Are you going to let it make you find your truth? Because I'm going to tell you right now, this truth always resided in me. and I let the world take it. And then I was slowly gaining it back. And then when my mom died, I remember my mom used to always say, you got to learn to live for you, because you always concerned about everybody else. My mom really did tell me this. Like, you always concerned about everybody else and you always helping people and all that stuff. You need to be worried about you, because you put other people's burdens on you when it don't need to be on you. And she always say, if I ever, well, she didn't say if I ever, it's like when she leave this planet, because, I mean, my mom going to leave the planet, but just like I'm going to leave the planet eventually too. But she's like, whenever I leave, I just want you to live life for you. Like, just do you. Try to find your joy and happiness. And that's what I do. Okay? And it's just something about somebody that is part of your heart, and that part gets taken away and you kind of have like a little hole in your heart, kind of heartbroken, and you can take that heartbrokenness and you can let it destroy you, or you can take the good in it and listen to what they really wanted for you because they loved you, and go the opposite way. That's why we are the creators of our lives, because I could have let my mom die, because that was my best friend. That was more than my mom. That was my best friend. Okay. And the only reason why I would cry out the blue or anything is because I miss my best friend. Okay. Because I could talk to her about any and everything, go way deeper than I ever can go on this podcast or in real life. You know what I'm saying? I just keep it in my mind. Okay. But, you know, that's what I miss. You know what I'm saying? And even that is like a creating. And then I got to remember, like, spirit never dies. And then it's like, I don't miss my mom. My mom is here. That's why everything is fake. Because even though my mom is gone, my mom is here. And that's why this Mother's Day and all this stuff. But even others Mother's Day, I ain't really crying. Like, my mom's birthday, I don't really cry. I really celebrate life and I celebrate her. More than like crying, everything. That's why I always tell people, love people right when they're alive. Cause I never had that problem. I always told my mom I love her. We always had long conversations, even though it was long distance on the phone. Literally, I call my mom like what, every 2 weeks, sometimes every week, or you know. And we had times where it was what, every month when it started getting like really busy, but then it'd go back. Like, we, even though we was talking on the phone like 4 hours and all that stuff, you know. So, but it's like, you know, love people while they're here. And my mom dying was like the click to, you know what? Nobody, and I mean nobody, is taking my joy, my love, my light away. I'm going to live how my mom would want me to live, being happy, being free, being me. Okay, feminine and masculine, and just loving who I am. And guess what? That's what I created, and that's what I'm creating to an even bigger and broader and more powerful and more great. And sometimes I can feel my greatness within inside of me, and it just covers me like nothing I ever have felt before. The tingles and the joy and the smiles that just come over my face, because it's just like, I am really creating this. I can really feel it. Like, everything is created by you. Because this, I say this all the time, because this is not what I was creating at first. I used to be super depressed, super sad. I even tried to commit suicide once. Like, I have seen a lot, been through a lot, and maybe, like I always say in all my podcasts, maybe one day the spirit will allow me to really like be open. But I really think I'm really not gonna be open, because I it's just dreams and things that has been plotted in my head that I think it's safe for. Well, I know it's safe for. That's the reason why I can't even say it. Like, even when I want to say it, it's just like, no, that's, you already have, like, it's like a plan already set up. But it's already a vision already set up. Let's put it like that. I already have a vision, and my vision is big, And what's so great about my vision is, even though I'm getting up there in age, that I can do this vision grown, okay? Because that's what grown, that's what you, that's grown folk stuff, okay? Okay, this vision can be into my last breath, okay? And like I always say, I don't call all old people elders. I call them old people. You just old, okay? Elders to me has wisdom, okay? They have this teaching thing. They just have that, not a care, kind of how I am. I always kind of being the elder in a way, kind of how I am. Like, I really don't care what you do. I just want the best for you at the end of the day. I really don't care about what you do in your life and all that stuff at the end of the day. I do want the best for you, but I'm not going to stress for you, okay? Okay, I do want the best for you, and I might cry with you a little bit because I felt your pain a little bit, but I'm not going to stay there with you. That's not my job. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Just like Iyanna Van Zandt says, and I love what she say, I'm here to help you do your work, because it's not my work to do. I already been working on myself, and I got to continue working on myself, because it never ends. Okay, there's always something new happening, always something new I'm learning, always some growing that I'm doing from the inside out. It's always some growth and learning happening all the time, okay? Like I always say, you never stop learning, you never stop growing. If you think you, if you ain't learning, you ain't living, okay? Because I sit on my ass all day, and I have a great, fantastic life, and I feel like I'm living in a lot of times. Sometimes I don't, because I be like, dang, I should be doing more because I got these big dreams, but I know. You know what I'm saying? I already know. But, you know what I'm saying? But I'm doing what I do, and I got to learn to be satisfied in it. You know what I'm saying? Because I am the creator of my life, and I just want you to know you are too. So just realize everything is fake. If you believe everything is, if you believe black people is bad, guess what? Black people gonna be bad. If you believe all white people is racist, because I used to believe that at one point in time, guess what? Every white person you meet gonna be racist, and they gonna treat you bad and everything. Then you had to, then I had to adjust my thinking. Now I meet wonderful white people. Now I meet wonderful white people. Now I can go in the store and I don't feel like I'm being followed or anything, because that's not my mindset anymore. Okay, now I spend money in the stores and don't even be bothered by white people. Okay, white people are like invisible to me. It's just like, you ain't nothing. You ain't even there no more. Okay. You are invisible, okay? Like I always say in my other podcast, I already dropped one, you know, I'm trying to keep it clean, but I already dropped the F-bomb. Like I already say, F white people, F haters, F them, okay? Live your life, okay? Live your life. Get your thinking right, okay? Because that's what it is. Everything is fake until you think it's real. Hello? Everybody can call you ugly, but you ain't ugly until you believe you're ugly. Hello? Okay? Everybody. It's 100,000 people to be like, you ugly. And they, you know, there are people out there, they be like, you ain't even cute. But they think they cute. And guess what? Other people be thinking they cute too. Why? You might think they ugly, but they think they cute. And then you get to know them, like, you kind of cute. Because they got the energy of cute, honey. Okay? Okay? Because there's a lot of people I be hearing people be talking about, like, they just walking around like they all that. They walking around all like they all that, because they is all that. And you not thinking they all that is bothering you, not them. They living their life, honey. You worried about them. They ain't worried about you. Okay? So who really running things here? Hello? At the end of the day, you best to know, you best to be creating yourself and start letting the world create for you, okay? Now, I'm going to be honest, you still going to get caught up sometimes, but when you know better, you do better, okay? You still get caught up sometimes, but like I always say, when you know better, you do better, and when you know what you know and you do what you know, instead of acting like you don't know what you know, girl, you ain't got to worry about being dragged too long, okay? Because everybody get dragged, but some people get dragged longer, okay? So if you want to be dragged a lesser time, I suggest you realize that everything is fake. And I may be going through this right now, but it's not really real, because I can really say, I'm going through this because I do this. Okay. I do this. Okay. This podcast, I made this podcast because I'm telling you what I do in my real life or what I see and what I know. Okay. And I be in tune with spirit to know what I don't know, and it comes up, and you be saying that's right anyway, because I be talking to you in the spirit, okay? But anyway, I'm cussing you out in the spirit, because I will cuss you out in the spirit too. That's why it's called spiritual shot, because not everything is political. Not spirituality is not politically correct, okay? Everybody think you got to be proper. No, I will cuss you out, and I can talk proper to you, I will give you what you give me. You give me some negative energy, I will give it right back. Because everybody be thinking you spiritual, that you're going to be sweet and nice. Not every spiritual person is sweet and nice, honey, okay? Because I can tell you right now, you give me negative energy, I'm going to throw it right back at you because I'm not keeping it. It is not mine to keep. You the one had it, and you the one going to get it back. Thank you very much. Keep that. Thank you. Okay? Okay? Because over here, we like the good stuff, okay? We like love and joy and happiness, and we like to sleep at night, okay? And have good night sleeps no matter what the hell going on, okay? We like to rest and then wake up blessed. Hello, okay? And then live a blessed life. And even when people think you're down and out, you still know, hey, I ain't down and out, still blessed and still got it and still going, okay? And you're going to watch me, and you're going to watch me rise to the top, okay? Okay? Because one thing religion got right, they say God will make your enemies your footstool and let them see you in your greatness. Watch you move up, okay? So you better stop creating what you don't like. See, a lot of people creating what they don't like, okay? You creating it, okay? Because everything at the end of the day is fake until you make it real, okay? Everything in life is created, okay? You ain't got these clothes on if they wasn't created by somebody. You ain't watching TV if it wasn't created. You ain't able to stream on the internet if it wasn't created. Everything is created. Even this planet, we was this spirit, and we said we want to experience ourselves in a million, trillion, billion different ways because we're just so unlimited and so vast. And guess what? The scientists say it was a big boom. Hell yeah, it was a big boom because we thought as God and said we wanted to experience ourselves unlimited. Okay, listen to me. Let me tell you how it happened. Let me tell you. We was unlimited beings. Everybody was like, how is everything possible? It's got to be a God. Yes, because God is us and we are God and we all together created a place where we can experience ourselves unlimited. That's the reason why scientists say it was just, that's why the scientists call it the big boom theory, because it just came out of nowhere. An explosion of planets and universe. How is that possible? Because everything is fake until we make it real. Whether we in spiritual life or in this human life, we still creating everything. Okay? Religion is created. The Bible is created. Somebody had to write it. And somebody had to make somebody believe it, okay? Muslims, everything is created. Everything is fake until somebody creates it and make it real, and other people start believing it into it, they believe it too, and then it manifests into this huge thing. Everything. That's why you can't be, that's why I don't let nothing in this life stress me out no more once I realize that you, like, girl, everything is created. You creating that frustration at the end of the day. I can feel sorry for you, but at the end of the day, you're going to be frustrated, so. Oh, well. You know what I'm saying? Republicans, Democrats, and all that. That's why at the end of the day, I said, at the end of the day, we all working paycheck to paycheck, and we all arguing with each other while these rich people getting richer and richer and richer. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop fussing and fighting with paycheck to paycheck working people, and I'm going to try to be up there with the rich people so I ain't got to worry about none of you. Okay? 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 You can make money from spirituality just like you can make money from anything else. Okay? I may be working a 9 to 5 right now, but I ain't going to be working a 9 to 5 forever. That's what I know for sure. Okay, get it together. That's all I'm saying. Create a better life for yourself, okay? Everybody. You know, those who can hear, let them hear, okay? Those who can listen, let them listen. Because this message, and I ain't for everybody, because everybody ain't ready for this truth. Because everybody talking about they want the truth, but then when they hear it, they don't listen because they ain't ready. Your mind ain't ready. You can't hear me until you're ready anyway. And you ain't going to be able to listen and live it until you actually really put it in your soul and in your spirit and realize how powerful you really are. Okay? Remembering who you really are. Despite everything that's going on in life, despite everything that you focus on and all that stuff. I'm not saying I'm always focused on the good or like that anyway, either. Just like everybody else, every day I gotta try and it takes work, okay? And every day I do it, and every day I get better, and every day I will say I'm getting better because I know there's no end to it, okay? Everything in life is fake until you decide that it's real. So if you want to Be a Democrat, be a Democrat. Want to be a Republican, be a Republican. If you want to be a porn star, be a porn star, okay? If you want to be freaky and have lots of sex, protect yourself. Wear some condoms and all that stuff and do what you do. Just know every action has a reaction. There are diseases and all that stuff out there. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do because you're the one creating your life. If you believe life is hard and life is going to keep on showing you that it's hard, okay? Because I used to be there. Now I believe life is easy and guess what? Thank you, because everything is fake until you make it real. That's all I got to say. Anyway, this is Lyric Lamour, a great and wonderful, powerful creator, manifester, spiritual teacher, light leader, singer, dancer. Y'all ain't gonna know that part, but that's it. Speaker, spiritually aligned, spiritually in tune, may get a little frustrated, may get a little sad, but it's just a little bit, because you may not can't have something all the time, but you sure can't have it, you sure can have it most of the time, okay? I may get that a little bit, but you best and believe most of the time I'm at peace. Hallelujah. I'm in light, I'm in love, I'm loving myself, I'm manifesting some great and wonderful things, because I know how powerful and great I am, okay? And may my powerfulness and my greatness awaken something powerful and great in you. Because that's what I came to do. Okay? Anyway, that's what I came to do. Live my best life. That's not what we all came to do. It's just most of us are deciding not to decide on that. Okay? But anyway, as I say in most of the end of my podcast, you know, when people are in their deathbeds, they ain't complaining and crying about what they did try. They are complaining and crying about what they didn't try. Because just trying feels good and makes you feel better. Okay? So you want to be in that deathbed feeling good. You know what I'm saying? I may not got to that certain level, but at least I tried. Okay? Trying is so important. Okay? Stock market scared the hell out of me, but at least I tried. Having a t-shirt business, like, girl, it ain't doing like I want it to do. It do a little something, okay? But at least I tried. Because I don't think I'm going to do it forever, but okay, I'm just doing it a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? But at least I tried, okay? Yeah, facing your fears make you more stronger and more powerful than ever. And that's the reason why I say, you don't tell me what I can and cannot do. I will tell you what I can and what I won't do. Okay? At the end of the day, everything is fake until you make it real by your words, by your thinking. Because like they say, the way you think becomes your speaking, and the way you speak becomes the way you move in this life. One thing is true. You are a powerful creator, and everything that you blame it on everybody else, you need to blame on you. Okay? All right. So unlike everybody else, I want to be in my deathbed said I tried. That's the reason why I do this. Okay? And that's the reason why I invest. And that's the reason why I got a t-shirt business and all that stuff. Is because I just wanted to try. And it feels good to try, even though I'm about to shut down some things. Okay? But one thing I can say, at least I tried. Because there's a lot of people that want a t-shirt business and they ain't moved a foot. They ain't even moved. Okay? It's a lot of people that wanted to say, I want to see how the stock market works. And they never even invested a dime. Okay, it's a lot of people say, I have something to say, and they scared, even though there's a billion trillion podcasts out here, they scared to make one. How am I going to be seen? I do not care. Do it for you. That's the wrong with everybody. They always trying to do it for other people. If you stop being concerned about everybody else and start being concerned about yourself, you're going to be surprised what shows up. Okay. You'll be surprised seeing that I am a money magnet and actually believing that. And then saying, hold up, I'm making the same amount of money. Where all this extra money coming from? Because I say I am a money magnet. And even with my regular old 9-to-5, somehow, some way. Hallelujah. Anyway. I'm Lyric Lamour. I'm going this time for real. This is Spiritual Shock. Y'all know how it is. Spiritual Socks Saturdays. Every Saturday, Listen, tell your friends, share it, whatever, baby. We on Spotify, Disney, Apple Podcasts. We everywhere where podcasts are. Okay, all right. So don't let your friends say, I don't got that, girl. If you know, if the podcast is there, look up Spiritual Shock. Okay, anyway. I'm Lyric Lamour. Thank you, guys. Love ya. Bye.